An international conference on marriage equality will take place at the Czech Senate on Thursday, followed by a demonstration in support of the issue nearby. Organisers, We Are Fair, are hoping those events will focus fresh attention on a bill submitted well over a year ago that would make the Czech Republic the first post-communist bloc state to permit same-sex marriage. Ian Willoughby discussed the reasons the legislation has yet to make it through the first reading with Adela Horáková, a lawyer with We Are Fair.
I think there is a mix of reasons. One of them is simply the procedural rules of our parliament. It is quite easy, and that is not the case of just this bill, it needs to be said, to obstruct a law if you want to prolong the debate as long as you want to so that the vote is never taken. Second reason, I think, is the lack of political will to give this bill an importance which it deserves. So we have people who are in favor, many of the MPs, and I believe enough of them to make this go to the second round, are in favor of the bill. But there is not this strong sense of, okay, let's get this done. Let's move this forward. This sort of a strong leadership and a decisiveness to allow this to be voted on.
And who submitted the bill and who are the politicians who are in favour? I presume the ones who are against are, for example, the Christian Democrats, perhaps the Communists.
The two parties which are, I would say, equally opposing the bill and are very similar in this respect are the Christian Democrats and the SPD. Then there are parties who are, as such, as a whole party in favour, and those are the Pirates. And I think we're close to having the same situation and a party line support with the Mayors and Independents, the STAN. And the rest of the parties have a free vote. So who submitted the bill? MPs from like many different parties, from ANO, from the Social Democrats, from Pirates, from STAN, from TOP 09. So it was like across the board support, I would say. So I think it shows very clearly what we're saying is that marriage equality is not a political question. It is a human question. It happens that we have a guest from Britain, a very special guest from Britain coming on Thursday. He is an MP in the British Parliament for the Conservative Party, and he was very much in favour of that bill. He was one of the promoters of the marriage equality bill in Britain, and he's a Conservative.
You referred to the British MP who's coming on Thursday. Tell us about the events that you have planned for that day.
We're very excited about it. I think this is a one-of-a-kind day that has not ever happened here, and I don't think it will happen afterwards for a very long time. Several things are planned, and one of them is a conference in the Senate in the afternoon from 2 o'clock in Senate. There is an international conference. We're very happy that this conference is organized under the auspices of the Senate Club of ANO and Senator Adamek in particular. And in the evening from 6:30 at Malostranské náměstí, there is a happening / demonstration of a general public. Everybody who wants to come and support the idea of marriage equality can come at 6:30 to Malostranské náměstí. There will be speeches, there will be music, there will be Ilona Čáková, there will be lots of great people and a positive atmosphere, and I think we will all have a blast.
What's your sense of how much the Czech public is behind this campaign for marriage equality? Because I was reading that the majority of Czechs, according to opinion polls, are not against, at least, same-sex marriage.
Absolutely true. Most of Czech people support same-sex marriage. On average, from three different polls that were run independently of each other, it shows a support around 61%, which is high. I don't know if you can think of other social issue that has such a high support. It shows that Czech people are in general, people who don't let themselves be manipulated. They have their own mind. They're also well-wishers for the others. Sort of live and let live, I would say, this kind of attitude. And that's exactly what we're asking for. This is a change that will hurt no one, but it will help many. There are many countries in which, when the bill was adopted, the support was even lower than that.
All these months after the bill was first submitted, what are you hoping will happen now?
So the next move we want to be done is the vote in the parliament. It's one of many steps, but this is the one we need now. We ask all our MPs to take all the actions they can to make sure the bill is voted on, not to push it underneath the desk, not to hide it, but to give it the attention it needs and to vote on it in the October session of the parliament, because otherwise we will run out of time. And as for so many years beforehand, the bill might just slip away and never be voted on. And I think that would be the worst case scenario.
I don't know if you're a betting woman. Would you bet that same-sex marriage will be approved, at least, say, during the term of the current government?
I'm also a lawyer, so I would bet. I would certainly bet, and I would hope to win.